You're listening to Band Geek with Richie Castellano on the Riot Cast Network. Riotcast.com.
Hey guys, this is Band Geek episode 34, and this is, well, you probably saw this coming. This is a reaction to the Katy Perry Super Bowl halftime performance. We do a step-by-step analysis, or no, even better, a play-by-play for the entire show. And we discuss it, but we also talk about some other goofy stuff, as per usual. If you want to support Band Geek, please go to our Amazon link. That's at www.riotcast.com/bandgeek. Hit the Amazon link at the top of the page, and then you do your shopping just as you normally would. Except when you go to check out, a small percentage from your purchase goes to supporting the show, and doesn't cost you anything extra. So we really appreciate that. So, enough of my yapping. Let's do this. Welcome to Band Geek. I'm Richie Castellano. With me today is my co-host, Jarrett Pressman.
I can see you without glasses.
We'll do that. We'll talk about that in a second.
That's ruined the bit.
And Andy Ascalise is with me today.
Hello.
And Andy's lovely wife, Brandy.
Hello.
And my wife is doing kung fu right now. So if she comes home and she's in a happy mood, she'll come down and be a part of the show. If not,
she'll come down and be a part of the show,
yeah,
angry.
Yeah. Either way, she'll be part of the show. This is a current events podcast episode. Ooh. We're being current. And for a bunch of guys who just play classic rock every week, this is a big achievement. So,
to be fair, though, we're the Sunday paper of current events.
Yeah. I don't have the drum. Oh, I do have the drums going.
Oh, nice.
Look at that.
That joke needed that.
Okay. I thought I had the drums. I thought I didn't have them recording. But anyway, first thing in current news is Jarrett is now sans glasses.
Oh.
Now, can you give us the 45-second version of that?
And
of what happened?
Of sight.
Hold on. My wife's calling me.
He lost.
Hello, honey. Hey, what's up? Nope, just come on home. I got you food. We're doing the podcast now. You're on the podcast. Say hello.
Hi.
She sounds so not bad.
We miss you.
We miss you. So come on home. Right. You okay?
That's what you say to the
Tell
troops.
Her we could drink more champagne.
That's how you sign off.
Brandy wants to get loaded with you. She's all for it. No hesitation.
Yes.
Okay, see you soon. Okay, so I'm sorry. Now, Jarrett, give us the brief version of what you have.
Only 30 seconds now, because we kind of used that time.
He has no glasses because he left them in someone stole them from the locker room.
Correct.
Like Costanza.
And then they slapped me with a towel. And now I have ladies' glasses. The 45-second version is I was going to do LASIK surgery. I opted for the cheaper eyeball replacement surgery. So you go to the eye doctor's office, and then like picking out an engagement ring, you look at different sets of eyeballs. So I picked the ones that can see through women's clothing.
Ooh,
like Minority Report.
Yes.
Yeah. Do you have Asian people eyes now? Like in Minority Report? Isn't that what happened? He was like Asian after that.
Yes.
Okay. Well, so anyway, so Jarrett, Jarrett is not at 100% yet. One of his eyes is.
One of my eyes is. One of my eyes isn't. So I'm wearing an eye patch, which now, for some reason, they put me in charge of the Avengers. So
no, he's not wearing an eye patch, but you do look like Egg from Big Trouble Little China now, because you're squinting with one eye and the other one's open.
No, what did I say? It looked like. Oh, I now have the ability to go. I don't like you either.
What's in the flask, Egg? Magic potion? Yeah! What do you do? Drink it! Yeah! Have we talked about that movie on this show?
Big Trouble in Little China?
That's the greatest movie.
It is.
You like that movie too, right?
Yeah.
That's a movie that you and I like. That's like on the list of three movies that you and I like that aren't made by Rowan Atkinson or Peter Sellers.
Right, exactly.
One of us bought really racist sunglasses from that movie.
I don't know who Who could that have been?
Now, I think we should save this for another episode where we could play the song.
Big Trouble.
In the Little China. Andy's favorite
Okay, so
song.
What's the other current event, Richie?
Okay, big news. Big news. The Super Bowl happened.
Burp, 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 burp.
I believe that's a sporting event. yeah. I usually don't watch the Super Bowl.
It's not the contest for the biggest bowl of guacamole.
I try not to convince anybody that I know anything about sports. I know nothing about it. And Andy actually knows a lot about sports. I don't. I'm not our sportscaster on the show. I guess that would be you.
Okay.
So
wow,
Andy,
that's low.
So spoiler alert. Give the Super Bowl. What happened to the Super Bowl?
I didn't watch it.
To be fair, neither did we. However,
I was gonna ask if anyone watched any like second of the Super Bowl other than what we watched.
I kept going back to make sure I wasn't missing the part we were going to watch. Right. But there was a Star Trek marathon on the BBC. so I was like, oh, yeah. You know what? I'm convinced that the BBC has been playing Star Trek The Next Generation on only that show. Because every time I go on the BBC, they're playing Star Trek The Next Generation. But that's brilliant because I'll watch that shit all day.
Are they purposely playing it during football games?
No, just whenever I'm in front of the television,
How
Star Trek The Next
Generation. How did you know when a football game was on?
I don't know. How does Amazon know what I looked at on eBay when I'm looking at Facebook?
All right. You know what? Let's do a little, before we go into the Super Bowl, let's do a little sports recap, okay? Of our lives with sports.
Oh,
okay.
Wow.
I was going to lead the conversation that way too.
Okay, Andy, you have the most impressive sports career out of all the band geeks.
Oh, thank you.
So why don't you start with your credentials here?
I was a I used to play Little League, and I was a all-star Little Leaguer.
Wow.
I was a pitcher, and I pitched a couple of shutouts.
What's a shutout?
That's when the other team doesn't score anything.
Oh.
And then
nowadays they would yell at you for doing that, right?
And yeah probably. My biggest accomplishment was I got the MVP when I was 10 years old.
Wow.
I have a giant trophy in my house.
Do you still have it?
Yeah. And then I played till high school, and then when I entered high school, I made the decision, baseball or music. And
no, you didn't. And decided you like Wendy's more than you like training.
And I was stupid enough to choose music.
Wait, didn't you play golf?
Yeah, well,
you do play golf.
I do play golf.
Is that considered a sport?
I think it is.
Okay.
In Brock Science it was, but I don't know if that's everywhere.
I'm actually not that bad at football, too. Oh. Basketball, I'm not good at.
But
I was
tall.
On a tennis team for a while.
Brandy, did you have a sporting background?
Yes, I do have a sporting background. When I was younger, I used to do baton twirling.
What?
What? Why haven't you ever done this on our show?
I did it drunk in New Orleans, weren't you? No, nobody.
There you go.
No, I'm not going to do with the drunk. So no joke. We used to do like go and practice and had routines and we went to competitions.
Wow.
Yeah. Didn't know that about me, huh?
That's crazy.
So
this is an educational show.
That was the closest I ever came to sports non-gym related. Though our terrible softball team that we used to play outside, what was that called? Like polar bear sports in gym class? Oh, you guys, none of you took gym class. I forgot.
Marching band.
Marching band. Talking to a bunch of band geeks. We were all in marching band.
So there was this one gym where you'd play outside all the time. But I only owned one jacket in high school.
Recess?
It was my leather jacket with chains and handcuffs hanging off of it. So that's what I would wear whilst playing softball outside. And I chipped my front tooth because when I swung the bat, my chain came around and hit the tooth. Sorry.
That's awesome.
Motley Crue plays softball.
It really, yeah, that's pretty much what it was. And that's it for sports. Yeah.
Now, Muff, this is going to be a pretty short story, huh?
I have two.
Okay.
From age 8 to like 15, I think, I bowled on
That's
Saturday mornings
not
in
a
league.
Sport, my friend.
Yes, if golf is a sport, bowling is a sport.
Bowling's a sport.
You can drink.
So Jewish.
I used to play pool. Does that count?
Just because I bowled with other kids after shul, it doesn't mean.
I mean, I'm pretty Jewish, but you are really Jewish.
No, I liked bowling because my grandparents bowled, so it was like...
You're not helping the case here.
It's not a sport. If your grandparents...
Who, Sid? You went with Sid and...
Cy and Judy.
Cy and Judy Pressman.
That's not their real names.
Yes, they are.
No, it is. That's your...
Shut up!
Cy and Judy Carter.
Okay, go
so
on.
Before we
did,
we
you
go
also,
the early bird,
did you also play Canasta with them?
Mahjong.
I love Mahjong.
Two glick, three bam.
Mahjong's a sport, down. Right?
Well, then I played three sports.
And then sports related.
He couldn't even make it past the one. And the one was bowling.
I'm not accepting that. As
no,
a sport.
This is sports related. I was the mascot in my college for 4.5 years.
That's pretty good.
Very yeah. sports related.
For the football team?
No, we had basketball and soccer and then like any other like track events. Like for some reason we don't have a football team.
Okay.
But I used to go and go to cheerleader rehearsal with the cheerleaders. That was my in.
Nice.
Hey.
Anne-Marie's here.
Are you coming to join the podcast, Anne-Marie? Yep. Oh. Yeah, well, I have a chair for you and a microphone if you feel like you want to come in.
Crunching.
What?
Yeah, you hear me crunching.
So crunch, I'll just mute your mic. Anne-Marie's back from actually doing physical activity.
Oh, sports.
And she's sitting in the Wendy's chair eating Wendy's.
You're in time for our little survey we're doing. Did you play sports as a kid?
Yeah.
What'd you play?
I was a track star.
Were you?
I was. I won all the gold medals because I was small and fast.
I won gold medals too. They had chocolate in them.
be a little more modest about it, why don't you?
I won mostly silver. There were a few golds in there.
There you go. That's modest.
That's cool.
Oh, I also came in second place in the Pinewood Derby in Cub Scouts.
Nonsense.
Oh, the cars?
The racing cars,
that
yeah.
It's not a sport.
Because my dad.
Did you have to run down the hill after the car?
No, but my dad cheated. He put weights in the front.
Everyone's dad does that. My dad did that for my brother.
No, but he put like brass.
I saved mine for last because mine's going to be pretty funny. I have a few sporting mishaps throughout my life that have led me to live a sedentary existence. Sports incident number one. My mother signed me up for T-ball when I was a wee lad. And I got up to the plate. I remember this. And it wasn't T-ball. It was like baseball. But like they would lob the ball to you, yeah. Right? And
it was softball.
Strike one. Strike two. Strike three. And there came the tears. And I ran down the first baseline right into my mother's arms, and that was the end of that.
Oh, the baseline, I get it.
Then sports mishap number two. Later in my life, I would play touch football in my neighborhood with the kids on my block, and I was pretty terrible at it, but I'd play because it was something to do, and you know. And also, when there's enough kids going down a narrow street, it's kind of easy to play. You can tag people. It's not that hard. You're not tackling anybody. So I liked that. And I played that. And then I must have been about 13. You know this story?
No, I'm laughing because you're telling a sports story and all you hear is chewing.
I could, no, chew away, Amory. I can mute you later.
How are those pecans? They good?
Delicious.
So I was playing with the neighborhood kids, and my sister came around, and she was probably about 9, and I was 13, and we were playing, and one of the other kids said, "Hey, let's let Richie play against his sister in football, my little sister." And I'm like, "Oh, come on, guys! You know, she's a little girl. I'm not gonna play against my sister." And they're like, "Oh, come on. Do you want to play against your sister?" I was like, "Okay." So we did a one-on-one football game, right? So basically what happened is the...
They pitted you against each other.
Yeah, because you would get punched in the face if you hurt your sister.
No. Think it's a narrow street in Staten Island. You know what I mean? And what happened is, so the quarterback... I'm trying to remember how the game went. But the quarterback would go, right? He basically, instead of throwing the ball... He handed it to my sister, who just ran fucking circles around me and went right to the end zone and scored. I could not catch her. And she did this over and over and over again and whooped me like 6-0 before they just you know, brought in the pity rule and said, okay, it's enough. And that was the last time I played football, when my 9-year-old sister just kicked my ass because she was so faster than me. Then, here's another great one.
Why did you keep trying?
My mom. I have this personality defect. It's persistence. It's a motherfucker. I went to the doctor when I was probably 14, maybe. And Dr. Pang said to my mother, Richie is a too fat. So, did I tell this story before on the show?
Yes.
No, but your doctor sounds like me doing something wrong.
Yeah. Richie is a too fat, so you must make him do sports. So she sent me to sports camp, and I called her up every day on the payphone saying, I hate this. Why are you making me do this? So anyway, that's the end of my sports career.
Did you do karate?
Karate.
Oh, when I was a kid.
Yeah, that's what we're talking about.
But we did that until we moved, like, because it was too hard to go. My dad is actually a first-degree black belt in Taekwondo, and he was one of the instructors at the school, and I went with him, but then it sort of got difficult for him to take me because he was his place where he was training was in Brooklyn, and we lived in Staten Island. But then, you know, recently I took up Kung Fu, and I'm actually on a break right now from it, but Amory still does it. Amory just came from Kung Fu. And she...
Yep.
But anyway.
Didn't we throw a football around when we were recording one of our CDs?
Oh, yeah, it was completely miserable.
It was like half deflated.
Yeah.
Deflategate!
Oh, Deflategate. That's current. This is a current show.
Just like the NFL.
Just like the fucking NFL.
Who didn't play football and baseball and basketball when they were a kid? Like everybody did with the neighborhood kids.
I'm pointing to Jared.
No, I played when you played football.
I'll be the referee, guys. I'm the referee.
That's only because I got diarrhea a lot and had to go home.
What about street hockey? Do you guys play that?
That's dangerous.
No, I when I was at sports camp, when Dr. Pang made my mother send me to sports camp.
That wasn't his name.
It was.
It actually was because my cousins went to that doctor.
Dr. Kenneth Pang. So anyway.
His name's not Kenneth.
What up, Dr. Pang?
Dr. Pang. When I went to sports camp, I tried playing basketball. I got hit in the head with the basketball. I tried playing the hockey with the. I got hit in the head with the puck. I tried playing
and
dodgeball.
You're alive? How'd you
I got hit in the head with every single ball.
My sister almost lost a tooth by a hockey puck.
You should have played volleyball.
I jammed like every single finger with playing basketball. We used to play like in the gymnasium, and I would like go way out bounds and just like into the wall with my fingers.
My sister did that too. What's wrong with you people?
Every single one of my fingers.
This is why I don't play basketball.
I'm waiting for the sci-fi thing to happen. Like every weird futuristic sci-fi movie has that new sport that they're gonna invent.
Like pyramid.
It's like pyramid
Parisi squares.
Yes. It's always some like high-life football hockey basketball thing.
Where's
they're floating, says the sports star.
Where's my Mountain Dew?
Where's
my Mountain
Dew? Authority.
You didn't have any.
I have not seen you with a Mountain
Dew. Oh, no. Was it an illusion?
Yes.
When did you last remember seeing it? Right there.
Oh, it's on the... There.
Aha! It was under my fat. That's why I couldn't see it.
I saw
from
it
all the years of not doing sports.
I saw it with my perfect eye.
Okay, so the topic of this, now that we've gone on this little tangent...
Adventure
through our lives. The topic is the Super Bowl. I was very, very excited about the Super Bowl this year, not because I knew anything about the Super Bowl and football, but because my girl Katie was playing. So what I think we should do is...
Richie, who played in the Super Bowl?
It was... Okay.
And please give the teams backwards Eddie Murphy style.
Go. You maybe watched the whole game. You could do this.
Seattle Seahawks.
Oh.
And the New England Patriots.
Whoa!
That was difficult.
You should look at Reggie's face right now. There's such satisfaction.
That's like right,
just
motherfuckers.
Won the spelling bee.
You know how we don't edit the podcast down ever? That actually took 15 minutes for Reggie to just convinced.
Edit. Okay, so a lot of people. No, okay. No, before we start, let me preface this. I love classic rock. That's my shit. You know, Queen, Foreigner, Yes. The Beatles, you know, these are my favorite bands. I love it. I love metal. I love, you know, Dio. I love Maiden. I love Black Sabbath. You know, I really like all that stuff. I love R&B. I like, you know, Stevie Wonder. I like James Brown. You know, I like a lot of different stuff and stuff that people respect and that you get cool points for liking. But I also have a real soft spot for pop music. I do.
Yeah, but classic rock and all that stuff was pop music at a time. So.
Right, correct. Right, but like
not all of it, but
Most of it, no?
A lot of it.
But, you know, a lot of people are very resistant to pop music. I mean, and look, there's a lot of shitty pop music out there. Right now, I'm going to play a wedding with Anne-Marie this weekend, so I'm learning all these pop songs. And a lot of them are garbage, and I don't feel bad saying that. Especially a lot of this bro country.
What's bro country?
What? It's a 1/6.
Baby, you a song. You make me wanna roll my window.
I wasn't gonna give a specific example, but Anne-Marie just outed herself for not liking that.
Is that a real song?
I actually like that song.
It's 1/5/6/4.
It's country music with like a hip hop beat.
Oh yeah.
Oh, that's
hip hop.
Hip hop. It's hip hop. No, and it's 1/6/4. Everything's 1/5/6/4, and it's. Pickup trucks, tight jeans, cold beer, American flag. You know, it's like
and American porches. Yeah. Everything's a porch.
Yeah,
on
my front porch for freedom.
And all the lyrics and the verses sound like this because then they just keep on going, going, going.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, and they all happen right before the bar closes, or right after,
or during a rainstorm.
But I really like Katy Perry, and I'm not talking about like. I didn't jump in on the Katy Perry bandwagon for Roar or for Teenage Dream. First album. I love that first album. I mean, I think it's an awesome pop album. It's also edgy. It's really edgy, that first album. And I like the production on it. I like the playing on it. I like her singing on it. And I like the songwriting. If you get a chance, check out the movie Part of Me. Now, you and I saw that.
Yes.
I didn't realize how involved she was. And also, that first album, those are all her tunes. There's video footage of her playing those songs in clubs way before she was famous.
And the short version is that when she was going from label to label, or like from, you know, producer to producer and stuff like that, they were always trying to be, they say it in the movie, it's like, oh, we want you to be the next Alanis. We want you to be the next, you know, angry, you know,
yeah.
grunge person. And she was like, why can't I just be the first Katy Perry? Because somebody said to me the other day, like, all of her music is very, like, rainbows and feathers and
well,
vibes.
Well, it's a
Rex
quote from the movie. How many times have you seen it?
It's the first thing in my Netflix On Demand queue, followed by The Muppets Take Manhattan.
But, no, it's...
Similar story.
Correct.
But I also, and another reason... A lot of people ask me, especially the fans of the band, they're like, why do you like this? It's like, you're in a classic rock band, you play lead guitar, why do you like this? Is it because she's pretty? Okay, there's no doubt that I think Katy Perry is attractive.
No, none.
Yeah. Thank you, Randy.
You're welcome.
I don't see it.
You don't see that Richie thinks Katy Perry's pretty?
No, I mean, I don't see anything. Oh.
But,
sorry.
I mean, no. It's, but the thing is, what I really like is how it's a complete package. It's everything from the music to the visuals, to the way it's promoted, to the production of her shows and the music videos. It's all very cohesive. And it's like this, it's almost like one long thing playing out over years. You know what I mean? It's like performance art. You know what I mean? And I think in some respects, she's doing the performance artist thing even more successfully than Lady Gaga is. Because Lady Gaga is beating you over the head with the fact, I am a performance artist.
Yeah.
I am wearing a meat dress. You know what I mean? Right. Where no, you know what I'm saying?
No, I know what you mean. Yeah, she's like, I'm weird for the sake of weird. And I'm going to be weirder because people think
I'm
weird.
And I like Lady Gaga and I like her songs. But I just feel like Katie's doing it without saying she's doing it, and it's very on point.
I was gonna say pretty much exactly just that too.
Aww.
Yeah.
So now you don't have to.
Okay.
She's taking her music and her personality and expressing that into her productions for her concerts, and because I'm sure we'll get into it, but the Super Bowl was very reminiscent of the concert we went to. I'm sure we'll get into that.
Oh, yeah. I felt like while watching, I was like, oh, my God, this is like a condensed version of a 2-hour show that we just saw.
Yeah.
I think that a lot of people nowadays, you know, pop, you know, you have the whole Miley Cyrus thing just like trying to like prove a point or something or being risque. And then you have Lady Gaga also, like you said, trying to like, this is what I am and get over it because this is, you know, whatever. But I think Katy Perry is like, in the basic sense, an entertainer.
Mm-hmm.
Just like old school entertainers have always been. And it has nothing to do with, you know, she's going to wear the flashy clothes and she's going to have a big production because it's entertainment. And I would call her an entertainer before I call her a performer and an artist. She's an entertainer.
So you had a stat before of how long they've been doing the big Super Bowl halftime show. Now when did that start?
I think it was 1990.
That seems like recent.
Yeah, but it's actually not. We're just old, and it seems recent. Yeah.
Just saying. Football's not that old, too.
Before that.
So before that, they had like the marching bands,
which is
impressive.
And
when you
and they said Carol Channing, Elvis impersonators, and like a bunch of other stuff.
One man with a tuba.
But you know what? Also, the Super Bowl's become this crazy media event with you know, commercial spots being really expensive, and they know a lot of people are watching because it's become like a cultural event. Like people have parties for the Super Bowl. You know, people don't have parties for the premiere of The Big Bang Theory.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's like this
Most
is a
people.
Well, we were talking about it before we started recording. It was like, ladies and gentlemen, the Yahoo Search Engine Arena presents Pepsi Cola's halftime show, sponsored by Staples and Buffalo Wild Wings.
That's true. But let's watch the show and let's Mystery Science Theater 3000 this and get this so Jared can see it.
He can't see anything. That's the joke.
No.
This but good? On his good eyesight.
That good?
Yeah.
Okay. So we're going to...
Yeah, I love seeing Katie on your lap.
Can
That's
we watch
fine.
It on the bigger screen?
No. Because the bigger screen has Pro Tools on it right now. Let's see. I don't know if you'll be able to hear this.
Blocked by Viacom.
Oh, no! Can you guys see that?
Yeah.
Make the... make the...
We know who's it.
Enlarge the screen.
Perry, Lenny Kravitz, they are ready to put a show.
Oh, this guy's already doing it for us.
So here it is for you, live Kravitz and Perry. Let's get down and join.
Kravitz and Perry?
Kravitz and Perry.
Okay, so right away, we got Roar. Roar is the first song from the latest album.
And the first thing we see is the Pepsi logo.
Yeah, the giant... Okay, and the Pepsi logo is parting like the Red Sea. Okay, what is that? How would you describe that?
Wait,
I mean, you can watch it. I don't need to describe it. I'm not doing this for the blind. But
She come out on a giant lion at the concert too?
No, that lion was on the screen, sparkly.
It's a prism lion.
Yes. Oh right.
It's the prismatic. But it also looks like the lion from the Cave of Wonder.
Amory, do you think she's singing here?
In the beginning, I think she started lip syncing second song.
Okay. Well, because she's not dancing here; she's just standing.
On a moving lion that's moved by people.
I think Roar was lip. I don't think Roar was lip synced, but then my first impression that it wasn't lip synced. But then watching the other stuff, there was no way. There was no way.
Yeah.
Not in a high stress.
Now I heard something saying that they make artists lip sync on this.
I did hear that.
Right, because wasn't that the thing with like the Chili Peppers?
Right.
Or something?
It makes it probably easier because this is all.
Time.
Directed,
right?
Yeah. It's all directed. Camera two, camera A, camera. You know, like
they probably need to have those tracks and everything that they're going to do like months ahead of time.
Right, right.
Oh yeah, she's the last piece.
Well, you're choreographing fireworks and hundreds
yeah, exactly.
of people.
So she's on this thing. She's got the leash, and there's guys in like black ninja costumes.
The technical term of this is a Bunraku puppet.
Okay, that's what it is. But I like this.
But this look
strong opening. Oh, she just roared.
That was totally her.
That was lip sync,
no,
though.
No, that was her stuff. She actually sounds like a lion.
Okay, I really like this.
Yeah, I guess I was all excited watching this.
This freaking stage is awesome looking.
Projection. But
with the prism chess pieces?
Yeah, but they were making like weird faces.
Okay. I didn't really see them.
No, I know, but it was weird. But
they're
like
chess pieces, right?
But visually, from where the audience is sitting, like. This must, you know, we see the overheads, too.
Sure.
Now,
that's cool.
People
like,
are saying...
I was yelling it was cool, and Andy's like, you know, it's a projection, right? Like, yeah,
no,
I know.
But there's something on the field, too, isn't there? Like a floor.
But the floor didn't really tilt.
Obviously.
That's what I was yelling.
Her pitch is not perfect here. It sounds like it's... I mean, is that intentional, you think, to throw people off the scent?
Once again, I don't care. It's entertainment.
Right.
And...
But, I mean, like, okay, so she just had acrobatics... They just did flips and shit?
She wasn't doing
it. No,
this dancing production is pretty awesome right now.
Here's what I think they do as far as that's concerned. I think they make them do a separate take before.
Yeah, this is not the album take, obviously.
No, right. Obviously, like, they change things, kind of throw you off the scent, but...
And she probably does, a take with that microphone.
Yeah,
oh, wait,
in
I think
that
I
space.
Actually heard that somewhere. That's what they actually
okay,
do.
Okay, now, what's his name?
Cinna. Cinna.
There we go.
Oh, here comes Lenny Kravitz.
Cinna and the Girl on Fire.
I like this.
I was not excited about Lenny Kravitz, and then when I saw him, I'm like, this is awesome. This is perfect.
How are you not excited about Lenny Kravitz? And I love that he sang the first line. Like, that's crazy.
And he sounds really good doing it.
Yeah, I like this in his range.
Yeah.
Oh, we all know Pyro. How she's at that.
What do you think of that costume?
Who, his or hers?
Hers.
Besides the Chad Michaels costume?
she has a tendency, though, in the concert and stuff, too, to wear...
Oh, wait, this is awesome. Hold on. I love this. Now, obviously, this is for... that was a nice fill. Obviously, obviously, this is for the rock people.
Yes.
So they don't feel like, oh, Katy Perry's fucking gay.
But they know, but it's live
and then
music.
And now he's wailing.
They did it this way at the concert, too.
Yeah, well,
some of
her
saying.
They
did like the hard...
really incorporate live rock music.
Oh, let's take a look at something. This song's in B flat.
Where's his hand?
But she has a tendency to wear costumes over costumes for
that's
quick changes, so that's
say.
Why
like,
that kind of looks a little
this is
awkward.
The outer
oh, that's why
rapper.
It looked like she was wearing a bag of Cheetos?
Yes. Okay. Like the fiery Cheetos.
But this is so good. Okay, so Lenny was... Spicy. Hold on.
Sorry.
Lenny was badly lip-syncing that guitar solo.
Yeah.
That's what someone else had said.
Hold on. Andy Graziano said that.
That's
I'm going to roll this back. I'm sorry if you're watching this along with us, but whatever.
Well, now it's ruined.
It's ruined. Let's get scientific. We're band geeks.
Here we go. He was badly lip-syncing this guitar solo.
So it's a B-flat. And he might be tuned down. All right, let's take a look at this solo here. No, there's no way.
It's not even like one fret off. It's
no,
in
sorry.
The wrong spot.
I like Lenny, but sorry, Lenny.
Hey, Lenny also doesn't get to do it live.
But that's what they said about the Chili Peppers.
Yeah, but their guitars weren't even plugged in.
Right, exactly.
Didn't Flea make some sort of a big deal where he like played one note like on purpose?
No, they were showing. They were like, I feel like they did that on the protest. Okay, now
here's the first huge meme of 2015. Left
shark.
Everyone,
you know what? And
shark.
I was watching it and thinking like, oh, look at that shark just doing what he wants.
What do we think? What do we think of this costume? This
left
costume
shark.
Change.
He looks like a big beach ball.
Or
I
a loaf of Wonder Bread.
She's being reserved.
I wanted the movie things to spin, though.
Yeah, me too. That's the
if
first thing.
If children watch this, I think the fact that she's wearing beach balls on her tatas is enough.
I did think it was nice.
I think it's enough. If she went any further, it would have been much.
Why the whipped cream bikini is?
Here's the shark.
Too much.
No, but this is she never played the Super Bowl before. This one is here, literally families are watching.
No, he's
this.
In sync there. But
these
then
sharks look in sync right
no,
now.
No, wait, now
no,
it's here.
Later.
Oh wait, here we go.
Here it comes.
And
when they do the Macarena.
Left shark is a free spirit.
But here's the thing that I was very happy because they had the beach ball and shark and tree emojis. But when their mouths started moving, I fucking lost.
That was like the greatest thing ever.
That was the whole thing about left shark. He
look,
was like,
see, they're
singing.
Don't you see their mouths moving?
Oh, look at that.
I mean,
what
they're
were you looking at, Richie?
There he goes. There's left shark fucking up.
Maybe left shark was drunk.
See the mouths on the beach ball?
I don't think Left Shark could see anything behind that costume.
Well, we'll find out when
Jared,
Musk gets
Jared, were you in the left? Were you in the left?
Because I can't
see one eye.
That reminded me of Semi-Pro.
Oh my god, the trees.
Okay, so now we're going into
California.
California girls. That's pretty cool. The whole now. People are saying this is a low energy performance. Do you feel this is low energy right now from her?
No.
It had.
I love that. That's awesome.
It had Good and Plenty playing in the background.
They're all wearing their bathing suits.
Her dancing was a little. Compared to the one performance I've seen her in, I think her dancing was a little downplayed, but I think that.
It sounds like she's singing
totally,
here.
She might be. She might be singing along with the track. Yeah, because she just popped the mic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So maybe that's why the dancing was a little less.
Yeah, because she knew she'd already be in the costume. She knew she'd already be set up.
I love those horn lines. I love when they do shit like that.
I think it comes back.
When real music introduces itself.
Okay, so now something... Now Janet Jackson shows up for the nation.
Wait, now...
Oh, no. Okay.
I want to talk about this later. I want to talk about songs like this that can play the first four notes of a song and everybody's like, "Whoa!" I thought this was awesome.
Now, do you think her hair is attached to the hat?
It's one, they buy it at Spencer Gifts. It's one of those like hippie that's wigs.
Wait, when was this song actually a hit?
97?
No,
2000.
Like 2001 there, yeah. So I was in high
school. Still a long time.
But this was a cool thing to do, I think.
No, I thought it was cool.
Yeah, but you know what? That's also part of her thing, too. She does a lot of the older hip-hop stuff. She did the thing with Snoop. I think it makes sense.
On the part of me tour,
Why am I, like, defending her? Where have I become?
Muff, we got her. We got her.
I will never forget the thing that you posted when we went and saw the concert that Anne-Marie said in the car. Don't think me going to this concert justifies your obsession with this woman.
Oh, and me standing next to the thing.
Wait, why is Katie wearing a potato sack with 49 on it?
Because she's wearing another costume underneath. She already changed.
Oh.
And, you know, the big hoodie. It's like,
and she probably has a harness on and stuff.
If you got a big...
She has, like, you know.
But I like the fact that...
I like the dancers here, too.
She was doing it with her, which means this was not an excuse just to fucking, like, change costumes or get set up.
The beginning was.
Yeah, then she disappears, but because she has to get in her Moreno harness.
That's why I'm saying the harness is probably under that.
Probably. You can see it in the video when it comes later. It's the harness when she was on the lion, and the harness in the star is her belt, and it's the same color as her outfit.
Now she's out again.
But these are really quick, not for nothing.
Yeah.
This whole thing is
quick.
13 minutes.
12 minutes, yeah.
I was expecting 20 minutes.
Me too.
Now, Missy, she's lip syncing.
No, it sounds like she's singing over it.
A lot of the rap
because
people
do
that.
It's like doubled.
They sing over their record.
All of it's doubled, though. On all the records.
How do you think this sounds? She sounded in the stadium?
Probably like cacophonous. This.
Like Bane when he's announcing there's a bomb in the city.
This bomb is armed. This bomb is mobile. And the identity of the Trevor Man is a mystery.
This I liked a lot. The more you know.
The more you know, Star.
This arrangement is beautiful.
Oh, yeah.
Reharmonized it.
I love that.
I wanted that minor
comes,
four there,
comes.
Though. No, second time.
Oh, tonight, the night, right.
Here.
Oh. I think this is how it started at the concert, too, because this was her finale.
Shut up, Muff! I'm having a moment.
Look, Andy's air vibrating.
Fucking George Martin.
It is. Like,
look at that.
Wait, we have to figure that
Let's
out.
Learn that.
Yeah,
Let's learn that.
I really like that. There's
Let's
definitely
that.
Some like major that two is... nonsense happening. I
George,
heard some
weird... That's George Martin right there.
It's George R.R. Martin.
I was like, wait. Do you want me to hold that while you put...
Yeah, I'll do it on my electric that's not plugged in.
Okay,
so let's see. We got...
Sorry, listeners for...
We don't have any...
Stopping your
bitchin' new weighted piano.
Is this played it? Played
no.
In?
It's in the album key of A flat.
Album key of A flat. It's kind of just pedaling around the A.
Yeah. Here we go.
Nah.
No.
Is it?
Yeah. You think it's that? You think it's A flat with a B, E flat and a bass?
Oh, maybe.
I think it's minor
no,
five chord.
It is.
Sorry. It's definitely.
Yeah.
All right, E flat minor.
Yeah, but there's a different bass note there.
You think it's first inversion?
What
is that?
Oh,
no. It's an E flat minor chord.
Okay.
E flat minor, B flat minor.
And then here's where it changes.
So then it goes up two half steps. Yeah.
G flat. So it's... I can't even sing over that. That's so fucking cool. Okay. Then it goes back to D flat, then back to normal.
Hey.
Whoever did that,
that's wild.
My hat's off to you. That was pretty awesome. Katie did that. She figured out the piano.
If I ever have to play this in my class, I'm totally copying those chords. They're so good.
Now, how are you going to get around the... If you do it with your Catholic school girls, how are you going to get around the orgasm sounds they're making? Make them go,
firework.
It's a firework.
It's the sound fireworks
this is,
make.
This is... Calm down
make
there,
make them say, God, 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 as he shoots into the sky, sky, sky.
That's how that works.
At the end, just say God bless America like she did, and it'll be okay.
That was beautiful.
Don't you just change pop songs to Christian rock songs by changing Jesus to baby?
All right, Cartman.
Copyright.
Copyright.
Can you turn it this way? I can't see it.
I can't see Katie.
He wants it all for himself.
She's singing to my crotch.
There's fireworks everywhere.
Now, we mentioned it before, the fact that, like, you couldn't even get to the internet fast enough to make a joke.
No.
I was like, hey, that looks like the More You Know star. And then all of a sudden I look at my Facebook and everybody's like, hey, look at Katie writing the More You Know star.
I think... And this has been the best Super Bowl halftime show for a
ever,
decade at least.
Ever.
And what about the Bruno Mars show?
And,
I thought that was good.
And the little...
I didn't watch that.
I don't know if I watched that one.
The Brian May
ending. She has a little...
Wait.
America!
Wait, and now comes the awkward part. Just the harness just hanging. Like,
she also
guys,
has the.
Guys, I'd like to get down.
She has the Wii.
The Wii remote.
That was
it was so if it fell out of her hand, it wouldn't kill someone.
No, stop it! No one's getting killed by a microphone.
Okay.
Wow. I need a drink.
I know.
We hope you enjoyed this segment of us listening to the Super Bowl halftime show, presented by 7-Up and Doritos, the crunch for the party.
Look. Do you know how many Riotcast podcasts use that ploy? The let's play something back and listen to it ploy?
Especially the
Riotcast
podcast.
Good commentary.
Yeah.
That listen to the other podcasts.
I'm going to commentary on the Nick DiPaolo show next week. I'm going to play his podcast and offer my commentary on it and just talk over him talking. It should sound awesome.
You know, Jim Florentine leaves enough pauses that we could think like,
that's
say
actually
something.
True.
We could play a song in one of those pauses.
And if you haven't gone, go to riotcast.com. There's plenty of wonderful programming out there.
We should do that. We
and
should
click
score
on the Amazon
at
banner.
Somebody's podcast. We'll score it. Like you play back his podcast and you score it.
We should play like fucking metal under Jim Florentine's like do like a Metalocalypse. Like, oh, man, if only I didn't have like two jobs.
Terrible.
I'd be able to do all these things.
Sand in your vagina.
Well, let us know, Facebook and podcast listening world, if that sounds like something you'd be into.
And we'll need a Kickstarter so I could take off of work for 6 months.
Hey, you know what? That could happen.
I was, as a Katie, I guess as Eric Bloom always says, add a star if you're a fan of something. So I'm going to add a star because I'm a Katy Perry fan. But let's face it. The Super Bowl halftime show isn't just like, you know, the Rolling Stones coming out on stage and playing, you know, Satisfaction
but
and Start Me Up.
Wait, they actually did
they
do
did
that.
Do that.
No, but I'm saying it's not that anymore.
Right.
It's sort of morphed into a big multimedia event with, you know, there's got to be dancers.
All concerts have.
Right, but especially this being like the Super Bowl. You know, I was going to say being the Super Bowl of concerts, but this is actually no need for an analogy. This is the Super Bowl.
Bowl of
Super Bowls. This is the
game.
Super Bowls of Super Bowls. So I thought in terms of that. Now, look, I liked I really liked Bruno Mars last year. I thought he was great. I liked Beyonce the year before that. I thought she was great. I don't remember who was before
the,
that.
The Who?
The Who? Really?
The Who did it. Paul McCartney.
Mm-hmm.
Stones. Didn't they do it?
The Rolling Stones. U2. So,
that's probably why
Chili
people...
Chili Peppers. Was it Chili Peppers?
Chili Peppers.
That was last year?
No, they did it with Bruno Mars.
Oh, did they?
Yeah. Start Me Up by the Stones is also one of those songs that they can just play the first Tom three Petty. Chords and you know
Tom Petty, right. Now, I see why classic rock fans would be bummed, because it's clear that from the last 3 years, they're taking a departure from putting the big, you know, rock bands.
Yeah, except I think they cycle it. They do like they'll do a classic rock in a couple of years, I think.
Right. I mean,
because it's always like Britney Spears, NSYNC, all those people, and then like every 4 or 5 years they'll put in the Who, the Rolling Stones.
That one too? Well, don't they always have like one classic rock person? Like Lenny was that person this year.
Right. Yeah, it would have been cool. It would have been cool if they had Lenny, if like they did like Are You Gonna Go My Way or just like a little snippet of that. But after I looked at the running time on that YouTube video we just watched, and that it was 13 minutes, like she played like half a dozen songs in 13 minutes. That's pretty cool.
Somebody, you know? I saw said, why is Katy Perry there? What is she? What song? What's her like popular song lately? And it's like she's been popular lately for the past like 5 years.
Yeah, I mean, I'm reading a lot of. Okay, something I think one of my college professors told me this is that good if you do something that's good, some people will like it and some people will be sort of indifferent to it. But if you create like really good art, people will love it and people will hate it.
Right.
You'll polarize people.
Right.
You know what I mean? And I feel like I didn't see one person. Now, the biggest thing to write on social media nowadays is the dreaded three-letter meh. You know what I mean? Like nobody met this. You know what I mean? There was no meh in going on. Everybody either said, holy shit, I'm totally blown away by this, or that was the worst fucking thing I've ever seen. And I didn't see, there was no middle ground. And I was, because usually there's a lot of middle ground. Like people say, you know, this person's better, or it was all right. But everybody seemed to be pretty polarized on this performance.
You know? Follow I Am Indifferent on Twitter. I guess the performance was enjoyable, if you like that sort of thing.
I don't know. Well, you know, we're kind of biased on this corner of the room here, because we're all big Katie cats. But Anne-Marie,
Well, you turned. I felt your eyes turn to her when you said that.
As someone who was married into this obsession.
No, Anne-Marie.
You've given me more reason to dislike it.
What did you think of the show?
I actually thought it was excellent.
Really?
I thought it was absolutely excellent. I think that... Everybody needs to calm down with what they think they know about auto-tune. Everybody needs to calm down about what they think about lip-syncing, because they have never tried to do an outdoor gig like that, first off. Second off, this is the biggest gig you can get, pretty much. Like,
this is the top.
This is the top. And everything from here on out is going to be going downhill, unfortunately. Because you're not going to get any bigger than this.
Now, is it the top because it's based on a... other type of entertainment, which is sports?
No, it's the most watched television event.
Yeah,
right,
but ever.
And the most expensive television
event.
Right,
but what I'm saying is that we saw Katy Perry live. No one else that is into football might, you know. So is that the...
in terms of like reaching
cross
people.
Entertainment of sports and music.
Because you're reaching more people. You're not reaching just the people who want to go to the Katy Perry concert.
Then,
you're reaching the people who are just sitting there receiving information.
As an artist, the next day, everybody in the country is going to be talking about you.
The next day, during.
Yeah, that's true. They didn't even wait for it to finish.
So you're on everyone's lips for another week or so. You know what I mean? Look, we're still talking about that time Janet Jackson whipped a tit out on the Super Bowl. I mean, we were all hoping it would happen this show.
I think that was.
I like
most...
how people think it would automatically happen again, like the same incident would happen.
Do you think that was it? That was an accident, or was that planned?
They already said this. It was an accident for her nipple to come out, but she had a pasty on.
Yeah.
If it was really an accident, she would not have had a pasty on.
When you're performing and doing costume changes like that, I've done plays where you have to like change costumes within, I have like 7 minutes. They have 30 seconds to get into like some really involved getup. accidents are going to happen. You really pray they don't because you're on national television, but
live. Yeah.
Yeah, but accidents are going to happen.
Yeah, but that wasn't a pasty. Wasn't that a nipple ring? Wasn't it like a weird sun-shaped nipple ring?
No, it might have been a sun-shaped pasty.
It's burned onto my brain as well. I just closed my eyes.
It wasn't a pasty.
It's a petal. It's a nipple petal.
They make them all different shapes, Muff.
Hang on.
Don't look it up. We don't need to look it up.
They make them with tassels and shiny things.
But the official story is that he was meant to pull her shirt down and reveal her bra, not reveal her breast. That's what the official
And it probably slipped right off.
He double dipped. He went one layer too deep.
Exactly. And that could happen.
Who was that?
Timberlake?
Justin.
Was it Tim? Yeah. Oh, Justin.
Oh, sorry. Me and Justin are close.
Oh, Justin.
So I really liked it. Look, if you're a hardcore, you know, Springsteen fan, or
he did it 3 years ago.
Yeah, or like a Rolling Stones fan, or just a classic rock, or you know, or even like, you know, if you like Jay-Z or you listen to hip hop or whatever, like I can understand why you would think this is kind of light in the pants because this is a pop show. But I thought, as far as like, you know, big multimedia productions go, this is pretty awesome. It was tightly choreographed. Yeah. There was so much shit going on.
It's entertainment.
Yeah,
that's what it is.
Having seen her concert.
Yeah, no, that's not a pasty. That is not what I thought.
No, the Borg has assimilated her breast. And it's
yeah. Well,
it
looks like a ring. You're right.
It's like a nipple ring.
But it's not the way a nipple ring normally is. It's around the nipple.
Is that just duct tape?
No.
Or is that actually?
No, I think it's like a metal pasty. It's like a decorative pasty.
No, but pasties aren't they supposed to cover like the nipple? This tassel. Is accentuating the nipple. The nipple. This looks no,
it
the
has.
Hole.
Look, it
does
has.
It?
No, yeah. she's got a bolt through it. Like a
I don't like that. That looks painful.
So we could see Richard's not
maybe
really into
maybe they
rings.
Had to stick the nipple through the
All
hole so then the
like
nipple
that.
Ring would secure the metal pasty
yeah,
on.
Why are we talking about this?
I love this conversation.
The logistics.
Okay. So there was one article I read today saying, why is Katy Perry here? What does she do? And the answer is nothing. And it said she can't sing, she can't dance, she writes terrible songs. All she did was stand there and make everybody look at her. I guess that's one person's opinion. And
well, she can't dance.
This is our favorite subject of people that make lists of the worst songs and the worst Super Bowl halftimes and the worst bands.
She sang good, though. I mean, even if it was lip-synced, I thought it was good. The
she
vocal
sang it
track
at one
was
point.
Great.
Maybe not right then.
This is the second time Katie has swayed you, because Anne-Marie, when we went and saw the concert last summer, did not want to go.
I have a photo of that.
And she I don't want to say you were dragged, but you were...
I was dragged!
You were encouraged to go.
I was incarcerated.
And you dug that concert a lot.
Listen, I know how hard it is to perform, and I can't even imagine... I had a lot of respect for her coming out of that, because like I saw how involved it was, and she was singing the whole night. Like there wasn't really a lot of lip-syncing. Certain songs, you know, there were tracked backgrounds, and she sang, like, you know, the one line at the end in the chorus, but, you know, she did it, and I wouldn't be able to keep my like head on, you know, to do something like that. It was crazy.
Again, because it's a performance too. There's a difference between a concert and
no.
Like
the
a performance
singer sings the national anthem. The performer does the halftime.
No, but you know what I mean. Like you were saying, like people like, why don't they just bring out the Stones? Why don't they just, you know, bring out, you know, somebody? And like, when you go see concerts like that, even when you go see BOC, you guys are performing, but you guys are playing.
Yeah.
You know, this is a whole production that's surrounded
this
by
is
it.
There's no room for error right here. Like, she couldn't take an extra bar to come in like, yeah, you know, I'm kind of out of breath right now. I'm going to wait an extra bar and then come in or the next time around. There's no next time around.
No.
Like, everything, every step, every single thing has to be done with precision. I give a lot of credit. Now, I give a lot of credit to her, and I give a lot of credit to her crew. And her band, and her dancers, and the lighting director, and the production designer, and
everybody's got to be on their
yeah, whoever, and the audio
and,
crew,
and Left Shark, I
mean? And Left Shark.
Yo, my boy.
According to Rolling Stone, the worst Super Bowl was the Black Eyed Peas in 2011.
Oh yeah, they're bad.
Oh, they're bad.
I was actually just gonna say, like, when the Rolling Stones are playing, I feel like Rolling Stones fans could give a shit less. Like, I don't think they're excited about it. I feel like a band is playing the Super Bowl, people aren't that excited.
Yeah, like the Rolling Stones might consider that like a step down, that they only get to play 12 minutes.
Right.
Well, the difference too is that nobody's going like, I need to get a ticket to the Super Bowl because of the halftime show.
I was. I mean, no.
Well, no, it's a little bonus for the people who are watching who aren't necessarily into football.
Right, but the tickets are so expensive.
No, I'd rather go see Katy Perry do a full concert.
Freddie Mercury's ghost comes back to do the halftime show. You're not buying a ticket to the Super Bowl.
No.
No.
Especially since it looks way better on TV and you can follow it easier.
Yeah, yeah. Sit on my couch. Anything I can do on my couch is better.
Have you ever been to a real football game, Richie?
No.
Marching band, high school. We used to play
That's
football
That's not a real...
Games.
No, she was like an NFL game.
It's real slow going.
Yeah.
You wouldn't last.
No.
You wouldn't
It's brutal.
Last.
I've been to a Major League Baseball game. I've been to college basketball games.
Well, basketball's
fast. No, basketball's
fast.
Way faster than that.
Basketball's fun. Hockey's fun.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think the only pro league game I've been to is baseball. I've been to college baseball games. It's fun. I like baseball games. Okay, so I was thinking about something else because a lot of people, it's kind of unfair, I think. Now, remember, I'm a fan, so take what I say with a grain of salt, to say that all of her songs suck. I mean, it's got to be one song you like. Like, I'll give you an example. I don't love Taylor Swift, but Shake It Off is like the greatest pop song I've ever heard. It's like infectious. Also, like, I'm not the biggest Bruno Mars fan, but I was listening to Locked Out of Heaven on the way here today.
Great song.
I listened to that song 3 times in a row. It's an unbelievable song. So this is an interesting topic. I'm going to go off topic for a second, but name a song from an artist that you hate, but you love the song. Because I have a few of them, but like,
you go
not,
first.
Hate's a strong word, or an artist that you don't necessarily like, or you're not a big fan of, but they have like this one song that you cannot deny. Like, for example, not the biggest John Mayer fan here, but that guitar part in Why Georgia.
I was hoping you'd say that.
So good. And then you posted something today on Facebook, Anne-Marie, about Billy Joel.
William.
Now, there's a lot of people who hate on Billy Joel. They all live in Williamsburg, but I'm not trying to point out a demographic of people here, but
they all moved to Bushwick. It's fine.
Okay. Yeah.
You're talking about the Hasidic Jews.
I'm talking about Hasidic Jewish people. They don't care for William Joel. I feel like, how do you not like a single Billy Joel song?
You gotta find
one. When he has 400 of them.
Yeah.
And they're all different. None of them sound the same. It's not like, oh, that sounds like a Billy Joel song. It's like, oh, that song has very interesting chords. Must be a Billy Joel song, you know?
We only like 80s Joel.
So how about you, Amory? Is there a song from an artist that you don't really, you normally dig, but the song is so good?
There's a lot of them, considering the nature of the things I have to sing. Shake It Off's up there. I really do not really like Taylor Swift, but that song, you're right, is infectious, and I like it, and it grows on me.
And then
like,
also the Goat song, the I Knew You Were Trouble.
Yeah, I really liked that when it came out too. I like the new poppier stuff she's been doing. It's a little.
Do you know what song I'm almost afraid to admit that I really like? Is Fancy.
That's a great song.
I like that song, and I really like performing it. And I fought them doing that song up and down.
We should do it on the show.
No. Dude, I can kill it.
I was with you when you were learning it, and I did this for about 4 hours. Home, home, home.
Oh, yeah, we were driving. We were driving over the bridge, right?
Yep.
The Manhattan Bridge or something?
Uh-huh. Home, home.
I love the vocal sound on that song, on Fancy. I feel like I'm inside her jaw or something, listening to her do like, do-da, do-da, who-da.
Yeah, she's got a thing going.
What about you, Andy? You look like you're deep in thought here.
I'm trying to think of it because if I like a song, I probably find a way to like the rest of an artist's songs. I don't know.
You don't know? So, Brandy?
Again, same thing. I know there's definitely a bunch of them, but I can't think of any of them right now.
Muff?
It's such a hard question.
Well, I guess me and Amory are the only people that don't like things.
No, I don't like things. I love everybody. Like
through, like, sounds about right, Amory.
Sounds legit.
I'm looking through a playlist and I can't, like, because I know there's some, like, offshoots in here, and I'm like, I don't really like that artist, but I really like that song.
Yeah, I don't have that in my phone.
That's a good one. You just gotta search what artists on your phone. You only have one song.
Right.
Yeah.
But I don't have all my iTunes on my phone.
You gotta get a bigger iPhone.
That's right. So this is a failed segment.
I generally don't like pop music, like recent pop music, but some of it I really, really like. Like I like that Zed song, both the Zed songs.
Clarity.
I freaking love that song, and I don't understand why, because it's like super
the same thing over and over again.
No, but it's like it's really, really like super into the dance, what's happening in dance music right now, mm-hmm. which I really dislike. So I mean, that song that song it shines among them. Same thing with Are You Gonna Stay the Night, but that's, you can't count that because that's Hayley Williams, and of course she's gonna be awesome. Paramore chick.
Yeah,
I like that song Get Lucky, but that's Daft Punk, so that doesn't really count.
You don't like the rest of Daft Punk?
I love Daft Punk.
Do you not like, are you not a huge Pharrell fan? Is that what it is?
Maybe.
Yeah.
I will say I have a problem occasionally with like we can use Katy Perry as an example, and like Dark Horse, where it's like, we got a rapper to come in the middle and rap a section, and it's like a big huge thing, because sometimes that ruins a song for me, because I'm like, I don't know who that guy is.
Let's look at two examples of this. California Girls, Snoop Dogg in the middle,
perfect,
fucking great. But I feel like it wasn't as successful in Dark Horse, like didn't need that part.
It has that rhyming that rap does, that's okay.
No, it's what's happening in rap music. You listen to the beat of Dark Horse, and that's what most of the rap sounds like right now.
But I mean, like, it's like, she's a beast, I call her Karma, she eat my heart out like Jeffrey Dahmer. It's just like, it's an easy rhyme, but it doesn't make any kind of sense. I don't know.
There's like a million rap.
I don't listen to rap.
Rap songs that they always refer Jeffrey Dahmer. I don't know why.
it's a good rhyme.
I have a good idea, and I'm gonna announce it now on the show. I wanted to. So now that I'm saying it, we have to make it happen. I'm trying to get a rapper on the show.
Like a real one.
A real one, and I want them to judge us doing a rap off. Like, we all of us pick a verse from our favorite rap, hip hop, whatever you want to call it, song, and we have to rap it and get critiqued from a real rapper.
Does Hook from Blues Traveler count? I will sing the shit out of
you. You know what? I'll make an exception. But I don't want us to tell each other ahead of time what we're doing. Like it's up to you to get a backing track for it and just plug your phone in. And then when you get here, just like sort of rap the song. It's just because that's like totally not our comfort zone. You know what I mean? Like especially Andy and I and Anne Marie, we'll play anything. You know what I mean? Doesn't matter what it is, like what genre. But that's like the no fly zone. It's like, we don't go there.
Well,
it's like whenever I have to rap like in the OPP thing, I feel like the whitest person in the world.
And you sound like the whitest person in the world.
It's like Walk,
I love you, but you
it's like
white.
Walk This Way is like the closest we'll get there.
I love
when
Run
I
DMC.
Started listening to music, all that good 90s hip hop was like in. So I know quite a few verses, and I can convincingly.
Well, our esteemed panel of judge. We'll have to. We'll have to
judge
Reinhold.
We're gonna get him to judge our rap battle.
Be random. Do we get to use rap names?
Obviously,
you're totally assigning them.
Well, no, I'm gonna be noticeably FAT. That's my rap name.
Wow.
Noticeably. All
right.
I just got why you did that.
So that's our Katy Perry discussion. Obviously, we liked it. If you don't like it, that's fine, but I would say, instead of just blindly shitting on something, try to consider what goes into it and how complicated it is to pull off. You know, everybody's entitled to listen to something or see something and say,
I
don't like
that.
I
don't care about it. That's lame.
What?
You could like it and you don't have to like it. Just because there's a lot of work that went into it doesn't mean that you should take a second look at it and feel pity to like it.
No, but you should respect it.
It's not pity. I don't think it's pity.
It takes a lot of work to make a Nickelback album.
It's very...
Oh,
what Nickelback song do you like, Andy?
I don't know.
I have that on my phone. I have two Nickelback songs playing at the same time, and they sync up.
Really?
Yeah.
You're such
I really liked that song when it came out.
What?
This is how you remind me?
This is how you remind me. I did.
Can we wait, but you but so this is interesting. So you think that you shouldn't like you shouldn't listen to see what's going into something?
No, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying that if you don't like it, you don't like it. And who cares?
Yeah, but a lot of people's first impressions are solely based around the idea that they're not going to... I'm not going to like this. This is going to be bad. I don't like her. I'm not going to like it.
I don't like a lot of TV shows. And after watching like 6 or 7 episodes, but I don't think about, wow, it took them a lot of money and the acting is really good. If I'm not interested, I'm not interested.
I'm going to disagree with you because one of the things that Ron taught me, Ron, who's my mentor, is critical listening. And I had a very narrow scope of what I listened to when I was in high school. And when I met Ron, he would make me listen to other kinds of music and basically would say, if you were to do this, if you had to record this, if you had to write something like this, would you know how to do it? And I'd say, well, no, because I like rock and I like blues. And he's like, yeah, but you already know how to do that. You know what I mean? So that's I just feel like sometimes when you think about things on a critical level or just thinking about the parts that go into it, you might surprise yourself that, oh, maybe I do like this. Or you'll find things about it that you like. But look, I also got fed up with that in college when everybody's like, you have to like this because it's good. And I'm like, right. Well, no, I don't like this. I see some people are posting, you know, on Facebook or Twitter saying, not my kind of music, but I enjoyed the show. And that's right. That's what I'm talking about. Like, but it's not fair to blindly shit on something. You if you say, I didn't like that, that's fine. But don't say, that sucked. She right. sucks.
Exactly.
Because it didn't suck.
Well, all it comes down to is that it's a emotional response, and if you don't have that emotional response, that's okay.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah.
But there's a difference I didn't like it and it sucked.
Right, and then but if there's the emotional response that this is horrible and I hate it,
right?
But like you said, that's also part of good art.
Right. Like I think if you saw a truly shitty halftime show, you'd know pretty quickly. Right. Like, yeah. Wow, this looks pretty bad. You know what I mean?
Right.
But like that was slick. That the most shark jokes aside, that was pretty on point. You know what I mean?
I love Left Shark.
But yeah, I mean, that's the thing I'm stressing. So I like pop music. Not everybody listens to Band Geek has to like pop music. But now you do because we're going to play a pop song. But I haven't decided what to play yet.
Oh. I'm going to get you to like Meghan Trainor. That's my goal for you. That album is so good.
No, you and I talked about it. You like it.
Not me.
What kind of pop song do you want to do?
I was thinking about maybe doing this acoustic, but you know what? Like, I don't want to do it acoustic. We'll do a proper acoustic episode like soon. Like when I don't want to plug everything in.
You can't do a Katie song acoustic unless you're wearing a pretty flowery dress.
Yeah, I'm not wearing
you
a
have
pretty
a sparkly guitar.
Yeah.
And rainbow hair.
Okay, let's do one.
And 2 ladybug singers.
Dude. You know what? Let's do a little dedication right now to our friend Andrew Gearhart. Because I know this is his favorite one.
Okay.
So this is for Andrew and Brandy.
Oh, thanks.
Because you like this song
to
too,
an
right?
Afterthought. See, someone who's there gets nothing. Someone who just leaves you behind and you're dedicating songs to him.
You know
Wish
what?
Wish him a Merry Christmas because that's why he's going to listen to this podcast.
You know what?
He's not going to listen to it.
You're right. Andrew, if you're listening, fuck you. Brandy, this is for you.
Aw, thanks.
I'm sorry for the retraction. I had to do a do-over, but whatever. All right, so we're going to do...
Hope you're having fun in Williamsburg, Andrew.
All right, let's just do this song. So
not listening to Billy Joel.
Not listening.
All right, we're going to...
Williamsburg Joel.
All right, me and Andy are going to do our two-man...
That thing when we do everything.
That thing when we do all the parts. So let's end the podcast here. Thank you for listening to Band Geek. I'm Richie Castellano. With me is Jarrett Pressman.
I don't get to do anything in the song. I want to be Left Shark.
On drums and keyboards is Andy Ascolis.
Goodbye.
That is the best sign off.
His lovely wife, Brandy.
Bye.
And my wife, Anne-Marie, who came into the middle and was the counterpoint to our point today. the non-affected Katie fan. You could speak. You know, this is an audio podcast.
Throwing signs.
Okay. And thanks for listening, and enjoy our rendition of Hummingbird Heartbeat.
Harpy.
And my virginity, the first time, every time that you're touching me, I'll make you bloom like a flower that you've never seen. Under the sun, we are one, buzzing energy. This power need to create a family tree. This evolution with you comes naturally. Some call it science, we call it chemistry. This is the story of the birds and the bees. Seasons change, her love still stays the same. You give me that hummingbird heartbeat, spread my wings and make me fly. The taste of your honey is so sweet. When you give me that hummingbird heartbeat, hummingbird heartbeat, hummingbird heartbeat, hummingbird heart.